Welcome to the Analytics of Dynasty Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara. I want to talk about something that's in the book and something I actually applied today, which was in a trade. It was a big blockbuster, and I'd do it again. This was an interesting one for me because I started out with this trade with the idea of, hey, let me see if I can turn Josh Allen into Patrick Mahomes. And my thought was, is I have some depth at wide receiver and I have some attractive wide receiver pieces. I'm deep at wide receiver. You know, I've got a couple guys, like I've got Will Fuller. I think I got like Brandon Cooks too, that just aren't going to be that attractive to the market. So I'm going to hold them. And, you know, but I have some higher up guys, right? I have Mike Evans. I have Juju Smith-Schuster. I've got T. Higgins. I've got Calvin Ridley. So I said, you know, let me see if I can get from, you know, basically use a receiver, get up to the, get from basically Allen to Mahomes. Let me just see if I can do it. So I set out to do it. My initial offer was T. Higgins and Josh Allen for Gus Edwards and Patrick Mahomes. And Gus Edwards is someone that I'm attacking on the back end of trades right now. So that's where he came from. And so I said, okay, let's go ahead and do that. And I said, I shot out the offer. Rejection came pretty quickly. And the person countered back with a second. He wanted a second on top of Higgins. And it probably wouldn't have like stalled me from doing the deal. Because it is a second, right? And we're talking about a player. If we're just to put it in startup draft picks, you're asking for like a 14th round, 13th round startup pick, right? Like, is that really what's going to break the bank for me trading for what I think is like probably the best dynasty asset we've seen in the last decade? I think that's right. Penny rich and pound poor, right? I mean, that's just, I think, the wrong way to think about it, right? So, but I see what the guy was trying to do. So I just said, you know, I wonder, just now that the ball's back in my court, I can accept the deal or not. I wonder how he sort of treats my wide receivers. So I sent him back a message on, you know, we have a league group me. I said, hey, this is Jordan. And I said, hey, this is not founded on anything, which is my team name. And I'm just curious on how you rank my wide receivers, right? Like, where does Higgins rank in the Ridley, Evans, Juju Smith-Schuster? Right? Because something I've talked about before is, hey, you know, if you can get Juju Smith-Schuster, right, at sort of an even price, with some other guys, right? That's not a bad, right? That's a way to shift off a little bit of risk. And that's not a bad approach, right? There's risk with Juju. And if you can sort of take that risk and take someone that you like, that's a little bit more insulated at a similar price point, right? I think that's a good play. And so I was initially where my mind went, but I wanted to see where he ranked him, right? Cause some people have T. Higgins like top 10, some of them have him 25, right? He's a big spread wide receiver, especially depending on what your team build is. And this guy didn't have a very distinct team build. So I applied one of the things in the book that I talk about, and it's simply ask, right? Is the heading of a trade strategy. It is just ask the other person without suggesting anything, right? And this is tough, right? And my wife is like the worst person on earth at doing this. But just simply ask without at all inputting your opinion. Okay, and I tell her this isn't a secret. I'm telling stories at a school here. But this is something that I've used consistently. I've used it in Dynasty. I've used it in real life. It comes from, for me, I actually learned it in forensic interviewing. And I know that other people have used it in negotiations and stuff. Where it came from me is forensic interviewing. And in forensic interviewing, one of the things they tell you is, especially when you're trying to interview kids, and I just use this in common. Yeah, I've adapted this into how I talk to people because I think it's very effective. But it's just to don't suggest anything. Right. And when you're talking to a child about something that happened to them, one of the keys is you never want to suggest anything. You never want to put anything in their mind. Right. So you just ask questions, open-ended questions, never ask yes, no questions. Don't direct them in a way. Right. How was your day today? What did you do? Well, I went to school. Well, how was school? Right. You don't start off the question with how was school today? Right. You start off with what did you do today? And then you let them take you there, and then you ask sort of a broad open-ended question about it, right? So what did you do today? The child says, I went to school. Well, what did you do at school? Oh, I was in, Miss Smith's class and something happened. Well, what happened, right? Well, I got hit and it hurt really bad. Okay, well, how did that happen, right? You're not saying who, you're not saying, you're just let them continue to tell the story. And so I used to do this all the time, right? And so that's how I would, and I would talk to children that way. I talk to adults that way in my own job. And so I've adapted it for regular life. Hi, how are you today? It's not like, is your day, the opposite of that is your day going good, right? Well, what happened in class, right? Who hit you, right? Doing all these things, right? You don't know who hit them, right? You don't know how their day was, right? Like you don't know those things. So you ask without informing them of anything about your opinion or that any information that you know or think that you know, because that's a key thing, right? Is you don't want to sort of develop an opinion about something and then impute it into the person's knowledge. This is critical in trades, right? As I used to do this in negotiations of, we would do, plea negotiations, and I'd call up a defense attorney and I would just say, hey, what's your guy looking for? Or gal, what's your client want, right? Would not suggest anything. Just put it in your court. What's the person want? And sometimes you'd get a ridiculous response, and then you say, okay, it's not going to work for me. Sometimes I don't even know what I want, but I just want to see what their mindset is. And sometimes I want to see what they think of my case, right? I want to see, I want them to give me information without giving it away, right? I want free information, right? It's all about free information. And so I just simply ask. And sometimes you'll get good things. One of the things I talked about in the book was Saquon Barkley got hurt, and I sent a message to all the Saquon Barkley owners in the league, or in all of my leagues, right? It was 20 some odd messages, and a bunch of them were, I didn't want anything, I'm not going to do it. I ended up making one deal. The deal was, the person responded, yeah, I'll take a first and a third for him. I'm like, startup pick valuation? Again, that's what I initially thought. I said, first and a third, you're talking rookie picks? I played kind of stupid. And he said, yep. And so I sent him the offer and he took it, right? Like I would have never framed that offer to him because I would have never taken that, right? But just by simply asking, I got free information. And it was turned out to be a pretty good deal for me. So this is the situation I found myself in with the T. Higgins thing. So, we bantered her back and forth a little bit, and he's like, this is the reason why I countered it. And I was like, no problem. I said, where do you rank Higgins with Calvin Ridley, Juju Smith-Schuster, and Mike Evans? Like, how does he sort of fit into that with you? And he says, well, he's clearly the last. And I said, oh, okay. And then he volunteers again. He thinks that Calvin Ridley is a superstar, Mike Evans and Juju Smith-Schuster are studs, right? Because they've done it for a while. I said, okay. So instantly I know that I have this pivot opportunity off Juju if I want it, right? And I might even be able to, instead of given a second, I might be able to get a piece back because he thinks there's a gap between Juju and T. Higgins. I said, that's great. So in the back of my mind, I said, well, that's one thing that we could do. And I looked at his team and I was like, that's not very good. So I said, well, let me try something. So instead of trading Josh Allen, and I was sort of on the fence about, do I want to give up the second? Like, how much did I really want to do this? Like, I offered it to him thinking it would get rejected. It did. Now it came back. And, I was looking at it again. I was like, how much do I love this? I'm getting the best player in Dynasty, right? Like, but I'm sort of like, can I do it better? So I counter, again, without any expectation, but I was like, let's just reset and see. He's given me this new information. And I think of the guys on my team, I think T. Higgins is maybe the most liquid of those guys, right? I can do a lot of different things with him. It's probably going to be tough to do as much with Mike Evans or Juju Smith-Schuster at this point. You know, Calvin Ridley's up there as well in terms of both value, in terms of attractiveness. But Mike Evans and Juju Smith-Schuster at this point are falling perception players, more productive, more valuable to me and my team builds than maybe in a trade, right? So, but I found someone that thinks he's valuable. So, so I simply sent back. I said, I'll give them both. I'll give you Mike Evans, and I'll give you Juju Smith-Schuster, and I'll give you Matt Stafford, who was my other quarterback. And I said, and you give me back Patrick Mahomes and Gus Edwards. And I sent the offer, and it was like an instant accept. And this is actually a couple of hours before the Stafford trade. I'd do it again, so I wouldn't change my opinion. But you go from getting... You know, again, I think there's a way that I lose this deal. And the way that I lose this deal is that all three of them are good, right? If, you know, Matt Stafford has a career year, you know, has a really elite year. And now that I know he's on the move to the Rams, right? Mike Evans continues in the next couple of years, right? And has big time years with Brady or whatever. Juju Smith-Schuster lands someplace in free agency and reverts back to being like a wide receiver one for fantasy. In that case, I probably lose, right? I think if two of those things happen, I win, right? And so I think, and honestly, like over the next 10 years, right? It's a no-brainer for me, right? That I'm getting what I think is literally the best asset in Dynasty Fantasy Football since I've been playing it, in terms of value, in terms of how good he is at his age, and Superflex. I mean, you just can't. I mean, it's it. I mean, it's the trump card. He's the ultimate trump card. And you know, I've said consistently he should be the quarterback one for the next 5 years, almost no matter what happens, right? I mean, if he performs anywhere near, you know, anywhere in his reasonable range of outcomes, like that's how good he is. And so, yeah, I mean, that's I am making the trade. And I sort of analogize this to basketball, right? And the NBA, you see these trades for superstars and, you know, James Harden and Anthony Davis and Kawhi Leonard and, you know, Paul George and all these other guys. And right, there's only so many of them, right? There's only so many superstars. There's only so many guys that can really change the outlook of your team. And when you get the opportunity to get them, right, like it's really valuable. And it almost becomes a situation where I'm not going to say cost is of no concern, but you have to be willing to pay the price to do that. And just to, for the ability that gives you. And so, you know, I'm looking at that team and, you know, I still have questions about Josh Allen. Am I done with this team? Probably not, right? If I could find a pivot off Josh Allen to Deshaun Watson or something like that and get some what I think is a little bit more security, yeah, I would probably do it. You know, and I have some other pieces. You know, it's now the time to trade Calvin Ridley, right? Do I get Calvin Ridley for another wide receiver plus, right? And then I'm sort of building back up some of that depth there at you know, that's an option for me too, right? And this is goes back to kind of the 2-2-2 thing I talked about, right? Like this is the long-term play, right? This is absolutely the long-term play. Now that long-term play, I'm looking in a 2-year, 5-year, 10-year window, right? That long-term window. And now it puts me in sort of the next 2 weeks to 2 months in a situation where, yeah, I probably have a little bit of roster imbalance. And, you know, maybe it's time to pivot, right? But now I'm dealing from a situation of strength and I've got two elite quarterback assets, right? I've got two top five startup picks and those are tough to get. And especially when they're at positions that are stable, that's pretty attractive, right? And it's really tough to get those. And so to do it basically at the cost of guys that are, I mean, in fairness, right? I mean, if you just sort of look at the arbitrage stuff, right? The where they're going in startup drafts here. So you get T. Higgins, he is going in. I'm just pulling him up here. He's going in the, he's going 55 overall. He's wide receiver 12. That's 55.8. So we're talking in the fifth round. Then you go to Stafford, who we just talked about a minute ago, and he is, or sorry, T. Higgins. So we didn't do T. Higgins. I'm sorry. We did Stafford, Mike Evans, and Juju. So Stafford is a fifth round startup pick. Mike Evans is a sixth round startup pick, and Juju Smith-Schuster is at present. He's wide receiver 22. He is a seventh round startup pick. So I traded a fifth and a sixth and a seventh for the 101. Do that in a heartbeat, right? Do that in a heartbeat. And, you know, that's kind of how I looked at it. And again, do I agree with those valuations? Probably not. Like, I would go a little bit higher on probably Evans in particular, but I see I have the questions about Juju. I think at that price, you know, that's what the market is. And, you know, we have to treat the market with some respect, and we sort of regress our opinions to it. And because there's information there for sure. I don't think it's the most efficient it'll be right now, but I do think that there's information there. And, you know, you think about that, and that's what you're giving for 101. I think it's a smash. So simply ask is really the tip, because I would have never pursued that angle. And now I have two top five assets instead of one. And I wouldn't have thought that coming in. And again, if you look at the data, you know, T. Higgins is going ahead of T. Higgins right now in terms of the guys that I talked about on my team. He's wide receiver two in terms of ADP. Ridley is up at wide receiver 10, and then Higgins is at 12. Juju and Mike Evans are both behind him by pretty significant margins. And you are at basically, I'm getting a market discount, right? Like that's essentially what it told me. And again, am I in love with Higgins? Like, he's a good player. I'm not sure that I love him at wide receiver 12. Maybe I can divest off of him, right? That's kind of what I'm thinking about doing. Maybe even with him and Ridley, and I'll build up some more of that strength, get myself some more assets to play with and see if I can make another deal. But that's kind of the play. Again, simply ask, and that's kind of the process about how I went through this trade. So thought it was a big one, you know, and I ask a lot of people, and it's funny because I asked a lot of people, and I talked about it in the chat, and I asked some people in particular that I value their opinion privately, and you know, they gave different suggestions, and one of the things they kept coming back to was Josh Allen's better than you're giving him credit for, which is tough because I'm a Bills fan, right? But seeking out that additional information, it'll sharpen your thinking and say, well, all right, maybe I could pivot then, right? Maybe I can pivot. And again, the trading of Mike Evans and Juju Smith-Schuster is a recognition that maybe I'm wrong, right? I could be wrong, and maybe that they are falling value guys, and maybe that speaks to something in their production. I don't think that I'm wrong, but it's a possibility. And I think with Juju, it's a really distinct one, right? Because there's a couple of different arcs that he could be going. One of them could be bounce back, but I don't tend to see that too much, right? One of them could be falling off the earth, which I think is much more common. So, all right. Well, that'll do it for this episode. To the Patrick Mahomes, just ask, baby. That's how you got the deal done. So until next time, continue embracing the variance, and we will talk again very soon.